This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. Hour number three of a funky flashback Friday. A lot happening this hour. We got Lamar Mitchell, as always.
Oh, yeah.
During the NFL season.
Yeah.
Yes. He will get us all ready for the weekend. And if you're a betting man, you definitely want to tune in. After that, the NFL Pigskin Pickoff, where Rob and I make our five picks for the week. And right now, after 2 weeks, it's knotted at five. We're both 500, 5-5. And so we're having a lot of fun with that. So keep it locked this entire 60 minutes. All right, Rob, of course, we're going to stick with the NFL. And the NFL made a big announcement, Rob, today that one of their first-round playoff games will now be played on a Monday. So we will get Monday night football in wild card weekend. So we'll have two games on Saturday, three on Sunday, and one on Monday. Now, the natural pushback that some people had on this was, hold up, the team's playing on Monday. If they have to play a Saturday game the following week, they're at a disadvantage.
Yep, it's a short week, and you don't have everybody on the same schedule. There's a
right.
There's a problem here.
Well, now Peter King and Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong. No doubt, Rob, in football, it'd be a huge disadvantage.
It's a disadvantage to the team playing so late and playing on short rest.
But Peter King, the esteemed reporter, NFL reporter, he has reported, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, that there will there because I said when I was talking with Rob G about this, Rob, I said to him they got to put in a rule where if you play on Monday night, your next week's game, if you win, will be Sunday.
Why shouldn't it be Monday?
Well, I'm guessing they're only going to have the Monday for the one week.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, that would be normal. Everybody else would have a week. They get shortchanged by having their game on Monday.
I don't think – if they play on Sunday, I think it's fine. And Peter King has reported that indeed will be the case, that a rule will be coming down that states exactly that. If you play in the Monday night game, your next round game will be on Sunday. But overall, Rob, what do you think? It sounds like you're not a fan of this. What are your thoughts?
No, I just think you got to be careful and make sure that it's fair for everybody. I mean, I get it. They want to stretch it out as much as they can. It's the same thing. It's a playoff game, whether it's another game on Saturday or another game on Sunday or whatever it is. It's just there's no magic to it. It's just a different day.
Well, it's the money. You know that.
Yeah, but Monday I'm just saying. Night. But yep. but they still would have a game on. A wild card game, even if they pick Saturday or Sunday, that people would watch. I'm just saying, right. The point to me is, as long as you don't wind up screwing that team because you want to get cute with the presentation, that's the only thing I'm saying. If they're not going to be put at a disadvantage, then I don't have any problem with it.
I agree. And hopefully they consulted some of the coaches and you know, not players necessarily, but just, you know, because you're right. You don't want to put a team at a disadvantage. This is the playoffs. These are the most important games of the year. And so that's first and foremost. If that's the case, Rob, and no one will be at a disadvantage, I love it. I mean, I love Wild Card Weekend, but now to have a Monday night game is great. And so I'm excited about it. I think it'll be good for the fans. And so I'm all good with it. Let's go. We started the show, Rob, about your column on Tom Brady and how you were saying that this year, you know, obviously everybody's kind of going crazy over him. And some people even saying could be his best year yet. Tony Dungy said, Rob, that Bruce Arians, they met before the season, and Bruce Arians told him that he thinks Tom Brady could have his best year yet. Obviously, if he keeps this up, it would be, but he's got 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions through his first 2 games. But you pointed out in your column that they haven't played the greatest competition.
Not
they
yet.
They played Atlanta, and who was their first? Dallas, which we know,
right.
Dallas is – I think Dallas, I got them pegged as a playoff team. The defense is improved, but that was their first game together, a lot of new faces. So I get where you're coming from on that. I don't agree that Brady's not really playing that well and because of the competition and all that, you can dismiss it. But I'll give you that they haven't faced the greatest competition yet this year. But something came out, Rob, with betonline.ag. All right. So that's one of those companies that does data analysis. All right. And we saw the same thing. We did it with Steph Curry, LeBron James, I think, where they look at Twitter and social media and all the posts about various players, and they're able to determine from the post, or they do determine from the post, who's the most hated? Who gets the most negative tweets and so on and so
on? Are they just checking my Twitter or not? Oh, I'm just wondering.
You probably weren't included in the ones about Brady, I bet. But anyway, Rob, for the third straight year, Tom Brady was named or was revealed as the most hated player in the NFL. He was the most disliked player in 36 states. Second was Aaron Rodgers. Second was Antonio Brown, his teammate.
Wow.
In Tampa Bay. He was the most hated in 6 states. Aaron Rodgers was third with 4. Baker Mayfield, 2.
Wisconsin wasn't in one of those 4, was it?
Doubtful.
Okay, all right.
Deshaun Watson and Jameis Winston were one state apiece. So what are your thoughts on this, Rob?
Not surprised. I think for all that he's accomplished, and Tom Brady is still out on a campaign trail trying to convince people that, you know, like, I'm the greatest. Look, I'm the greatest. Look at what I do. It can rub people the wrong way. And I also, because it's just about, it's all about him, even though he talks about the team, but it is about Tom Brady. And the other part is, I think there are people who can't get past the Patriots and the cheating and some of the stuff that's gone on. And, you know, the whole Brady thing with the football and Deflategate, it could have easily been handled, Chris, if Tom Brady stepped up to the mic and said, you know what, I asked the ball boys to take some air out the ball, and it's my fault. I just thought, I didn't realize it was under league rules, and it was my mistake. And it was, I think people could have bought that. You know, like, you're not sure, you know what feels comfortable, and I don't think he would have been suspended, Chris, if that was really his take on it. But, you know, they saw Tom Brady destroying his phone and 100 texts to ball boys. And just the way he kind of played it, I think, rubbed people the wrong way. And he's always one of these, all gee whiz, aw shucks, like he doesn't know what's going on. And he's oblivious to everything. And it's only about football and the team. And it just doesn't come off
an
as
avocado.
Genuine. Huh?
An avocado.
Avocado
shake.
Right, you know. So that's what I think. That's why I think Brady, I don't think it's just they hate him because he wins. I really don't. I think there's just a persona about him and around him to make people not really embrace him as much as somebody who has won as much as he has. We know people hate Duke. We know people hate the Yankees, right? They're teams, Chris, that they hate because they win. But I don't think that it's just the winning that makes people hate Tom Brady. I think it figures in a little bit, but I think there's a lot of outside stuff that rubs people the wrong way.
Well, I certainly won't deny that what you said about the cheating scandals, the Spygate, which he may have had nothing to do with, but certainly Bill Belichick did it, and the Deflategate, that those are factors. I'll definitely give you that. But I also think that the winning is a huge part of it, the dominance. And if you look around the sports landscape today, anybody who's winning like that is hated by a certain segment. They're loved by a lot of people, and they're hated by a lot of people. When they did these, I don't know if it was betonline.ag, but when we talked about the one for the NBA players a few months ago, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, Steph Curry was the most hated. Now, what's there to hate about Steph Curry other than
the winning?
He doesn't
make big shots at the end of games when it matters most.
Okay. It doesn't matter to people that don't like him, because Tom Brady makes big plays and you don't give him credit for that. So, I mean, people are going to find a reason to hate the winners, because when guys win consistently, guess what? They're keeping your team from winning consistently. The only guy, Rob, that I can think of, and maybe I'll throw this out there that I might be overlooking somebody, but Rob, not really, in my view, since Michael Jordan, has somebody who was probably hated in New York to some
everybody,
degree.
Everybody wasn't on board with Michael Jordan.
But I think not, more, nobody's going to ever be 100%. But I think Michael Jordan, more than any athlete I can think of, was the most beloved. Like, a higher percentage of people loved Michael Jordan than really, like I said, any other athlete I can think of. Magic had his those that loved him, but those that hated him. Bird, same thing. Nowadays, you got LeBron and Steph, Kevin Durant. In football, you know, obviously nobody's won like Brady, but, you know, whether you look back at some of those great Cowboys teams, I mean, it's always you got those that love you and hate you. And so I think winning is a big part of it, because you can't point to anybody else. The guys in the other sports that win these polls, if you want to use the word win, are also the biggest winners, LeBron and Steph.
Yeah, but LeBron's lost a lot too, Chris. I mean, let's not like
you. Yeah, but he's still. Winner. I mean, he's but won. He's I lost, mean, he's won
but
a
he's
ton
lost
too.
A lot too. I
but think, he and Steph are right now. He and Steph are probably the biggest winners in the NBA. He's won. He's the only player to win it with three different franchises.
But people have seen him lose a lot as well. I'm just saying he's lost six times. I get the LeBron. I think it's also a little bit about how he carries himself and how people don't like
going
he
to different
wants,
teams.
Like he's raiding different teams to get players for him. He always wants to stack the deck. I think a lot of that has to do with why LeBron's not liked.
So what is it about Steph?
I think Steph was talked up so big. It was one of those where you just repel a little bit. Like during the Steph, it was like it was ad nauseum. You know, like all they talked about was how great Steph is and this and that. And then I think it just you get tired of it a little bit, even though he had success and they won those super championships. I think that the Steph media coverage was over the top a little bit. And I think that's what rubbed people. That's my point.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they won a lot, but I think it was, oh, he's the greatest shooter. Oh, did you see that shot? Oh,
well,
did you
see that?
Oh, he's so great. Oh, oh, he's light skinned. Oh, he's short. Oh,
no,
he's
nobody
oh,
ever his wife said got he's light skinned.
Yeah, you know.
Nobody ever said he's light skinned.
Yeah, he does. Yes, they do. They talk about
that's
all
that's why
the time.
They like him?
No, that's why they dislike him. You know
he's
that,
he's obviously light-skinned.
People dislike you because you're light-skinned. You know how that goes.
You know, and I'm going to say this because I'm tired of hearing this. Because brothers throw that out, right?
What?
Oh, y'all light-skinned, blah, blah. All them brothers talking about light-skinned, all they want to date is light-skinned women.
What? Who said
all
that?
Right? So let's keep it real.
My
if
wife
you
was
go
brown-skinned.
There, not you necessarily, but I'm just talking for real. So brothers, don't go there with me. Because I'll embarrass you. All right, but anyway, Rob G, you had a question?
Yeah, I had a question. Specifically, I guess, for Chris. Because, Chris, you said the biggest reason why you think people are hating Tom Brady is because he wins a lot. My question.
I don't know if that's the biggest. Oh,
well,
I just think
one of
that
the bigger
a big
reasons.
One.
Yeah.
I think the cheating.
And you know, you brought up Steph Curry and LeBron because they win a lot. Recently, nobody in the NFL wins more than Patrick Mahomes, and I can't think of anybody who hates
yep.
Patrick Mahomes.
He's got one Super Bowl. I'm talking about Super Bowl. I'm talking about the grand
yeah, but he's
daddy
been
all, of them
he's,
all.
He's been to
been
the
right
Super Bowl
there
a few times, right?
Twice, like, and he's been
Rob
to the championship three times
no,
in his first 3 years.
Don't compare the winning of Pat Mahomes, who you know
no,
I love,
I understand
to Tom
that.
Brady. You can't.
I understand
it's
that.
It's not about winning regular season games. It's about winning
but
the Super Bowl.
My question
and Tom Brady's won how many since Mahomes been in the league? He's won two, three?
Two.
Since Mahomes
two?
Been in the league.
He's won two because the one with the Rams, so he's won two.
The one that the Rams defense won? Yeah, that one, Rob G.
Yeah, but I guess because that's the question is, like, if it's just about wins and losses, for whatever reason, nobody hates Pat Mahomes, and he's been winning at a higher clip than anybody. So what makes him?
We disagree on that. But I mean, I'm not giving regular season. Rob just talked about regular season.
But what makes him different than Tom Brady in that regard? Is it because he's more personable?
Rob G.
I would say my answer. You asked me the question. Rob will answer after me. I would say one, he hasn't won like Tom Brady. I mean, he's won one Super Bowl. So I think he's, you know, if he becomes as dominant in terms of winning as Brady, maybe that will be the case with some people. Also, he's younger. So I think when you're younger, you know, people don't know you as well. They're not as familiar with you. They haven't, you know, I just think when players are old, I mean, we're talking about LeBron, Steph, they've been around a long time. Brady, obviously. So I think that's a part of it, too. So those would be my two answers. He hasn't won like Brady, and he's young. Still fairly
and Rob
new.
G, real quick about the anti-Brady stuff. Do you think I'm right about the cheating part and then the way Brady carries himself? Like he supposedly be all team, but it is about him. Like he's,
yeah. Well, I don't think that's fair. Why is he not? Not all team.
The other part
or
of it, like, I mean,
some team.
You know, to piggyback what you said, Rob, about the cheating and stuff is. There's a lot of football fans, you know, from Pittsburgh and Baltimore
right.
and Los Angeles with the or San Diego, I guess, the Chargers, where they'll tell you and they're convinced that Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots had the refs in their back pockets. because he's always getting that big call that no one else is getting at that point in time of a game. And so there's this resentment that people have towards them because everything seems to always break in their favor.
There's always some big pass interference.
Yeah, whether it's above board or it's not, people don't like it.
Yep. So, all right. Chris, let's hear what people have to say on this.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Why do you think Tom Brady is the most hated player in football? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday, So follow the 7 right now.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, don't worry about what Mark says. Just head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing, which is awesome, and free battery charging, which is awesomer or more awesome. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. What were you saying, Rob?
Yeah, you got it right. More awesome.
You know, I know. I was just playing. I was just fooling around. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Why? Oh, why is Tom Brady so hated?
All right, let's kick it off on the guy you called for, and he called in. Max from Georgia, you're the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What
I
up,
wonder
my man,
what Max is going to say.
What's up, guys? I hear you, Chris. I know I'll be haunting your dreams at night. I'm all right with it. Look, this is easy. I mean, they changed the daggone league for this guy. We all forget the Tuck rule. They robbed Raiders, Woodson, Gruden of a chance at a title for this guy. Tom Brady's the hero of everybody and the so-called GOAT. They asked this guy straight up, Tom Brady, is he a cheater? And he looks and he says, I don't believe so. I mean, what kind of heroic,
right,
non-hero
what kind of answer
is that?
That
for your career? I will remember that answer when he goes into the Hall of Fame. I don't believe so, he says. I can't believe it. They changed the game. The quarterbacks are protected. They're more benefited now more than ever. The guy's still playing. He's going to be 50. He's going to be out there like Tales from the Crypt out there playing. And, you know, it's just a shame. And I got to say, Chris, always appreciate the antagonization, my brother.
There you go. Nice call, Max.
Yeah,
from Georgia.
He had reasoning. I give Max that.
There you go.
He came with reasons.
How about Shaq in Richmond? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Shaq?
What's going on, my man, Rob? What's good?
All good. What's happening?
Not much. What's going on, Chris?
What up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I've been trying to get in for a little while, man. The phone line's crazy.
Man, we've been on the air for 3 years, man. People calling. I hate to say it.
Is it your first time getting in?
No.
Okay.
No, I called before. But
he's been in before.
So what you got, man?
I think Brady, it's weird, man. Brady and LeBron are kind of similar, like, in terms of, like, when they win, it's their individual greatness. That's the root cause of it. But when they lose, it's like the parts around them, like, automatically. It's never in a gray area. And then, like, you know, the previous caller said, like, the cheating, like, the Raiders' tough rule, them shutting down the Rams, like, the greatest offense we ever seen in life, shutting them down, like, just time after time, like, the top 10 defenses that never really get credit. It's always about, like, what Brady's done. Even now, like, with the Bucs, not saying it wasn't impressive, like, what they did last year, but it's like, man, like, for them to be 7-9 with Jameis turning the ball over 40 times spoke
right
to how talented that team was. Like, so if you got a pretty good to great or even possibly the GOAT, I mean, he's supposed to be, like, contending for the Super Bowl. Like, this isn't, like, groundbreaking. Like, so I just think,
come on, man,
a lot of it is, like, it's
not groundbreaking.
Like, I agree. They won 7 games with a quarterback who turned the ball over 40 times. Wow.
They won 7 games. You can stop right there.
But still.
They won seven games. He took a 7-game team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it was all the turnovers is what I'm saying. You're giving
whatever
up a lot.
We don't know that. Whatever. They couldn't win until he got there. I mean, that I can live with, like, the stuff Max is saying is true. I'm good with that. But come on, you got to give the dude credit for what he did last year.
Great call. Appreciate it. How about Chad in Seattle? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Chad?
What up, guys? Happy Friday.
You too.
Anyways, what I was going to say is it's like he went from, you know, the backup nerd to all of a sudden front center stage to Mr. Joe Cool and then getting the model wife and then, you know, winning the Super Bowls and whatnot. And, you know, I can forgive the Deflategate stuff, but the Spygate stuff is the stuff that, you know, no one ever talks about, it seems like. And that's the stuff that, as a Hawks fan, I can never, like, even forgive or forget, you know?
No.
That's fair.
That's fair. And it doesn't. It gets glossed over like it's no big deal, but it's a big deal when you know other teams' defensive signals. I don't know, Rob, what else to say.
We talked about this it was earlier this week, and we didn't take calls, though. But I think we should do it again down the road. Remember we talked about why is cheating in the NFL viewed so differently than in Major League Baseball and track and field?
And it's way different.
It'll ruin your career in baseball and track and field, right? And it's totally different. It's overlooked in football. So I like to get some of the callers' thoughts on that, too. So we'll do that in the future. But
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hit it! That's right. I've been to Vegas. He runs Vegas. I've seen it with my own two eyes. Everybody knows his name and everybody knows his game. He's the MGM Grand Director of Racing Sports. He's Lamar Mitchell! What's up, brother?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
We are great,
doing
my man.
Great.
We are
How
great.
Are you?
Hey, good.
Lamar, I don't want to brag or anything. It's just called proof of performance.
Yes, you do. You brought it up at the top of the show. You're bringing it up now. Just own it, Lamar. I want to brag. So listen.
I didn't know, Lamar. I've won four straight tickets, man. I'm rolling, man, on these football bets. Last night I had the Panthers -8 and the under in a parlay last night. So it's straight wins in a row.
Congratulations. That was easy money, right? Panthers and under last night.
I thought that 43 with a rookie quarterback for the Texans. I was like, there's no way they're going to get past 43 points.
Yeah, I mean, some of the games you see after the fact – and you just look at it, you're like, how did I not know that was going to either be the favorite in the over or the dog or the favorite in the under? I mean, but that was a perfect case scenario where we were small losers that game last night, but not a lot of interest in it. So congratulations on the 4-0. Keep it rolling.
All right. Let's get it going, Lamar. We got a lot of questions and only a little time. So let's start with Kansas City. Chiefs 6.5-point favorites at home against the Chargers. But like we mentioned last week, they're only 2-11 against the spread in their last 13 games. So have bettors wised up to this, and are they starting to bet the opposition or, at the very least, just take Kansas City on the money line?
No, Chris. The sharps are on Kansas City, minus the 6.5, believe it or not. The money is a 14-1 ratio on the Chiefs. So what that tells me is not only are the sharps on Kansas City, but the public's on it. Even though it's only a 2-1 ticket count, there's still it's like when you get that one team that just you know can blow everybody out, the public is all on that team. They'll just consistently bet them, and so they let them down over and over. And this hasn't been the case so far with KC.
And don't you think coming off that loss, the way they gave up a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, you just feel like – they need to come out and have a big game. You know what I mean? Like,
Absolutely.
I think that's why, yeah.
Division game, got to put the Chargers in their spot. You know, these are the Chargers. I know they're not from San Diego, but these are the Chargers.
All right, let me ask you about Teddy Bridgewater. Needs to change his name to Teddy Covers because nowhere. it's unbelievable. He's won 72% of the games. He started against the spread. And this week, the Broncos are 10-point home favorites over the Jets. And I'll tell you, Lamar, tell me why I shouldn't bet the farm on Denver, because I will be betting on Denver. The Jets are god-awful. And
I want to hear this, Lamar, because it's a lot. That's a lot of points.
I'll give
for
up 10 points because
awesome,
the Jets are so bad.
You're right. That's a lot of points. I mean, it's kind of unbelievable where this game is right now. Maybe later towards Sunday we'll get more money on this game. But money, believe it or not, is on the Jets because they like that juicy 10.5. But the ticket count is 2-1 on the Broncos here. But I'm right with you right there because this defense and the Jets, you throw this Bronco defense and the Jets combination
right.
of their offense, it should not be, they're not going to come out and blow them out early. It should be one of those long, prolonged games where they wind up winning big late.
That's a good agree. Call. And you could get like, you know, it could
you'll
be like
you'll
pretty
be nervous
close
for a while.
And then Chris, it could be a pick six at the end that you know what I mean? That flips the score in your favor. I don't think the Jets are going to score much against that Broncos defense. And with their rookie quarterback who threw four picks in his last game, he might be a little gunshot.
He might be seeing ghosts.
He might be seeing ghosts.
Yep.
Right. All right, let's go to the Bengals. They won one of their past 17 games. All right, one of their past 17 games. And this week they're going to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Pittsburgh hadn't looked that good, though, offensively. For sure. So I could see bettors, you know, maybe teasing this game as opposed to giving up the 3 points. Have you seen that play out at all at the MGM?
What we've seen is the money is on the Bengals plus the 3 points and about 2-1 money-wise. But what is really amazing is the sharps are all over the Bengals money line. So that tells you, like, you're in the right spot there, Chris, because – sharps are betting this money line like crazy. They they're really confident in this price that we have here on the Bengals. So this could be a spot where they do surprise with the Steelers being banged up, especially with Ben not looking so well and being hurt.
I still had a hard time to bet Bengals in Pittsburgh. It's still hard for me. All right, everyone's excited about Sunday's game against the Bucks and the Rams. Two of the best teams in the league with two of the most explosive offenses. The Bucs are 1.5-point road favorites in Los Angeles. What kind of action are you seeing on this one?
Sharps are all over your favorite quarterback, TB12. Sharps have been all over him.
Let me ask you real quick before you get to the rest. Is there a prop bet where Brady and Matthew Stafford, three interceptions in the game. Is there any kind of prop bet where we could bet that?
I know we do have some prop bets on it, but I'm not sure exactly if that's one of the prop bets. But getting back to the game, seriously, the sharps are on TB12. They're taking they took the plus one. They took at minus -1.5. They laid that. And the money is on the Bucks about 3-1, and tickets are on the Bucks about 3-1 too. They're not giving this Ram team any confidence in the wagers. And this could be a look ahead for Brady, you know, because he's got a big game next week. The Rams, that NFC West has been tough all year. All those four teams have been tough. So this is a good spot. I mean, if you're going to bet this, you definitely want to take the money line on the Rams because plus one is basically the money line.
Yeah, basically, I think the Rams in that game because of their defense, and Brady has struggled against good defensive teams, so that'll be interesting.
All right, Lamar, Aaron Rodgers bounced back in a big way last week against the Lions.
Against the Lions.
Right, the hapless Lions. This week, though, he's got a much tougher chore. He's going to San Francisco, and obviously the 49ers are a different animal. He's been hit or miss in the Bay Area the past few years. I mean, 2019, when the Niners were healthy, they owned him twice, once in the playoffs, once in the regular season. But where are the sharps on this game? I know the Niners are 3.5-point favorites.
Really, no sharp play. Oh, sharp, no sharp play on the side on this yet. The sharps have bet the total from 48 all the way up to 50, where we're at now. But the money is definitely all Packers, 4-1 money.
Wow.
On the Packers. And ticket count all on the Packers, too, a little bit 2-1, almost 3-1. Sharps on the total over 50. And then money, like I say, Joe Public is still on Aaron Rodgers.
Wow. Yeah, I could see that. Plus, you're getting 3.5 points.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the money line.
Absolutely. You're getting the 3.5 points, so you got to take that.
How many times do you get 3.5 points plus Aaron Rodgers? It doesn't happen that often.
Right, doesn't happen that often. And, you know, I mean, he is Aaron Rodgers, and he can do a lot of amazing things. And as long as he stays upright, he's always going to be in the game.
All right, here we go. Underdogs are 21-11. Against the spread so far this year. Road underdogs are covering at a 72% clip during the first 2 weeks. Lamar, which road dogs are seeing the most action right now?
The most action on a road dog. Let me take a look and see what it looks like. It looks
not really a lot of action on the road dogs. I guess, here's one.
Okay.
Washington football team.
Not Washington. Ooh. Who are they playing?
They're at Buffalo. Okay.
Yeah, they're playing the Bills. Believe it or not, the money on Washington is 10-1 in their favor.
Wow.
Give them 7.5.
Wow.
That's the biggest one. That's the biggest one.
People not believing in Josh Allen. Okay.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they, but I mean, it's, but basically, I'm going to tell you this. That's a public big bet. That's not the Sharps, but that's money 10-1 on the Washington football team coming up. The biggest road favorite.
All right. That's the knowledge. Lock it up.
I'm going for 5 tickets in a row.
All right,
you
Rob, when
do
you come
you
in,
wrong.
When you come in, I better see that, see the winnings.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, I've been showing the tickets to Rob G and Chris, right, Chris? You've seen them.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, he's right.
When you come to town.
No doubt. You already know I need a craft steak. Are you kidding? A filet, a ribeye. Oh, my God. That restaurant is one of the best I've ever gone to.
You know you went there and got wings, Rob. Don't.
No, I did not. You don't get wings at craft steak at the MGM Grand. Thanks a lot, Lamar.
All right, Lamar. Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
Good talking to you. Thanks again.
Yep. NFL Pigskin Pickoff is next. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Man, the walrus of love, Chris. Right?
The walrus of love. Hey, he was the first biggie. He was the biggie of R&B, right?
No doubt. But Barry, man. Barry White, what pipes he has, Chris.
Yeah,
my
he
goodness.
He was great, man. Everybody loved Barry White. You know that.
I don't know anybody that doesn't like Barry White music.
Right. It is the Odd Couple. We're wrapping up a Funky Flashback Friday, as we always do. We getting you ready for the weekend. It's the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
Yes, sir, it is the Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. Rob Parker had a good week last week. He went 4-1 against the spread. But on the season, they're all knotted up. Both guys batting 500. Got to win at 60% clip, though, to make some money. So let's get back to it, guys. Get back in the winner's circle. Chris Broussard, Saints at the Patriots. Bill Belichick's boys, 3-point home favorites. Who do you like?
I like my man Jameis. Last time he played against Belichick, he played well. 300-something yards, a touchdown, no picks. I know everybody's thinking Belichick's going to confuse him defensively, but I'm picking Jameis to bounce back.
I'm also picking the Saints. I think they had a big letdown. I don't know if they got big heads after the win against Green Bay or thought that they could just roll the balls out against Carolina or whatever it was. But I like the Saints here getting 3 points.
All right, game number two, the one Lamar talked about, Washington football team in Buffalo taking on Josh Allen and the Bills 7.5-point home favorites. Rob Parker, who do you like?
I love the Bills here, even with that high number. Bills by 10, all over it. Josh Allen, question marks. They got high-powered offense. People are acting like, oh, maybe not that good. They're going to be good. The Bills, what did they win in week two, 35-0? They're going to
against
score.
Against a good Miami team.
Yeah, they won 35-0. They will pile up the points. They'll win by more than 10.
Yep, for all the reasons Rob said, I'm with Buffalo.
And the Sharps are on Washington. Take that for what you will. Game number three.
Take us or the Sharps.
The Jets against the Broncos. Teddy covers, Teddy Bridgewater, and the boys 10.5-point home favorites. Chris, who do you like?
Well, I was a little gun shy. You know, I went with the big points last week with the Browns, and they burned me. So I was gun shy on this one. You know, maybe the Jets are – will show some pride, but they are in Denver with that altitude. I'm going with the Broncos.
I know it's a lot of points, Chris. Remember last week, I took the points.
Right.
I didn't think
the
Browns. I picked the Browns, right? No, which one did I?
No,
have?
You picked the Browns. Not
you picked
cover.
Houston, right. I believe. To
yeah,
cover.
Yeah. I picked Houston to cover, and I was right on that. But I'm not in this case. The Jets are not going to cover, even with 10.5. Broncos win by 2 scores, 2 touchdowns. I just don't think the Jets' offense is going to be able to muster anything.
All right, big game of the weekend. Bucks 1-point road favorite in L.A. against the Rams. Rob Parker, who do you like?
I got the Rams. Rams defense gets it done. Two picks by Brady, one to the house. I'm going to go with the Rams, who go 3-0 with a win at home against the Bucks.
Rams struggled last week against a banged-up Indianapolis team with Carson Wentz at quarterback. I'm going with Tampa Bay. I think Brady's got his sights set on an undefeated season, and I don't think he's looking ahead to next week in New England. Tampa Bay.
All right, last one. Aaron Rodgers and the boys, 3-point road underdogs in San Francisco against the Niners. Chris, who you taking?
Niners all the way. Too physical, too tough. They've owned Rodgers when they're healthy.
Packers. Packers make it 2 in a row. Big road win. It'll totally right the ship. 4 touchdowns for Aaron Rodgers against the 49ers.
All right, we'll see a little separation here.
511 yards passing, right?
I didn't say that.
We'll get some separation there at the end. So we'll see.
Yeah, it was looking like we were all on the same page at first. All right, have a great weekend, Rob. Safe travels to Detroit.
Can't wait to get to Detroit. No doubt.
And we love you guys. Stay tuned for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.